Leaked internal Democrat polls, nightmare scenario for Joe Biden, who is hemorrhaging support. By Hannah Knudsen on July 2, 2024. Democrats are experiencing a nightmare scenario following President Joe Biden's debate performance on Thursday. As he appears to be hemorrhaging support in key swing states, leaked Democrat internal polling from Open Labs shows. Biden's debate performance sent many Democrats through the roof, bursting with anxiety over how the 81-year-old delivered against former President Donald Trump. Minutes into the debate, Biden experienced an awkward freeze, and he oftentimes seemed confused, ending many of his answers with time remaining on the clock. There were a few times moderators had to inform Biden that he still had more time to speak. Additionally, Biden attempted to resurrect debunked Democrat talking points, including the infamous Very Fine People hoax and the Suckers and Losers fabrication. Throughout the entirety of the debate, Biden repeated the phrase "the idea" 27 times. Related, what was that? Biden coughs, stumbles, rambles his way through debate after week of rest and prep. Some Democrats are still in a tailspin, urging Biden to step down. And the latest leaked polling, from Biden's own super PAC, is most certainly adding to their election anxieties. The confidential polling memo shows Biden's support crumbling in battleground states following CNN's Atlanta debate. The survey found that Biden's vote share in the two-way horse race declined by 0.8 pp, and his vote share against Trump in the multi-way also declined by 0.8 pp. These results, according to the memo, represent the largest single-week drop since horse race tracking began in late 2021. Perhaps the biggest indicator for panic stems from the results in individual swing states. For example, before the debate, Trump led Biden in Pennsylvania by 5.1 percentage points. That gap grew to a margin of 7.3% post-debate. Before the debate, Trump led Biden in Wisconsin by 2.2%. That expanded to a 4.2% gap post-debate. That trend continues in several other key swing states, as well. North Carolina. Pre-debate gap, Trump up 8.5%. Post-debate gap, Trump up 10.6%. Georgia. Pre-debate gap, Trump up 7.9%. Post-debate gap, Trump up 10.1%. Arizona. Pre-debate gap, Trump up 7.6%. Post-debate gap, Trump up 9.7%. Michigan. Pre-debate gap, Trump up 5.1%. Post-debate gap, Trump up 6.9%. New Hampshire. Pre-debate gap, Trump up 0.5%. Post-debate gap, Trump up 2.8%. Virginia. Pre-debate gap, Biden up 1.5%. Post-debate gap, Trump up 0.6%. The survey also showed Biden losing support in states such as Colorado, leading Trump in a multi-way race by 3.7% pre-debate. That lead shrunk to 1.9% post-debate. One of the most stunning results comes out of Minnesota, a Democrat stronghold. Before the debate, Biden had a 2.4% advantage in the state. That dropped to less than half of a percent, 0.4%, post-debate. Further, the survey found that at this moment post-debate, POTUS trails in New Hampshire and is narrowly behind in Virginia and New Mexico. To make matters worse for Biden, swing state voters prefer he exit the race by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. PUC News noted that the most worrisome angle to all this is that Trump is now within striking distance in a variety of states that weren't considered campaign battlegrounds last week. And that has been a goal of Trump's throughout his time on the campaign trail, making it no secret that he is making a play for traditionally Democrat strongholds, including Minnesota, New Mexico, and even New York and New Jersey, as he has clearly demonstrated. Related, CNN's Holmes, turnout for Trump Bronx rally bigger than Dems would like to see. One of the other things I'm going to do, and I may be foolish in doing it, is I'm going to make a heavy play for New York, heavy play for New Jersey, heavy play for Virginia, heavy play for New Mexico, and a heavy play for a state that hasn't been won in years, Minnesota, Trump said in an interview with Breitbart News. I'm going to do rallies. I'm going to do speeches. I'm going to work them, Trump said. That doesn't mean I'm going to work them as hard as I work Pennsylvania, where I'm doing very well.